We shall not tolerate smocha and avocado slander. It shall not be tolerated. Wagwan, wagwan, wagwan. What's up, what's up, what's up? How are you feeling? How are you feeling? How are you doing? Are you Gucci? Because I'm Gucci. How are you feeling? Welcome and welcome back to a new episode, another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. How are you feeling? Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is episode 122 and I am your host Awino Awiti. How are you guys feeling? I hope you are well. I'm feeling so excited. I like when I start the episodes in a good mood. It means the week is off to a great start because you're gonna be listening to this episode on Monday. So actually, first things first, I've actually changed my uploading timelines. So Unspoken Podcast will be dropping every Monday and Friday because I feel like those days work for me now. And I like listening to podcasts. I like listening to my podcasts at the beginning of the week on a very chill Monday morning because I feel like it sets my tone for the week. Like I need that encouragement to get me through the week. You know how weeks can get rough. So I feel like that's the angle I want to go with. So that I want when you listen to this pod, like on a Monday morning as you start your week, it takes you through the week. Like it gives you the encouragement that you need to go through the week, right? Okay, I think that will work. So expect Unspoken episodes no more Wednesday and Sunday. It's now Monday and Friday. So stay tuned. Enjoy the episodes. Like, comment, share. And if you like this episode, after listening to it, you can rate it. And also check out my YouTube channel. Subscribe to Unspoken Podcast KE. Awino Awiti on Instagram, on TikTok. Like my sponsored content, guys, so that I can get this moolah, I can get the bag. Your girl needs to get the bag. Anyway, how are you feeling? I hope you are feeling amazing as you listen to this podcast. Today I have a controversial topic to talk about. I've been seeing this trend on social media and I'm like, when I saw this trend on TikTok, I was like, yo, this will make for awesome podcast episode because I was like, I have a lot to say when it comes to that topic, that specific topic. I was like, yo, I got a lot to say. So today we're gonna be talking about propaganda I'm not falling for. I know if you're on TikTok, of course I know you've seen all these things on TikTok, people doing this challenge, like propaganda I'm not falling for. Basically things that people have normalized, things that like you're not falling for that propaganda because you're in this world of today, in this world of social media today, there are a lot of propaganda, baby. There are a lot of propaganda going on. So it's on you to choose which one are you subscribing to, which one are you falling for, and which one are you not falling for. So I got a list, guys. I have a whole list. In fact, I have my notebook right here and my list is like 22 points. I don't know if it's gonna fit, all these things are gonna fit on this one episode. If I see it's gonna be so long, if I see that it's gonna be too long, I think I'm gonna have to divide them into two parts, two episodes. So part one and part two. So let's just see how it goes. So welcome to this amazing episode. So propaganda, I'm not falling for number one. The first propaganda I'm not falling for is having to work a 9-to-5, man, bro. Having to work a 9-to-5 is crazy. Like, not everyone has to work a 9-to-5. And basically for me, as I'm seeing my life right now, I'm just seeing that 9-to-5 was not meant for me, man. 9-to-5 isn't meant for me. Like, yo, like currently, like I told you, if you listen to Unspoken, you know, I told you guys I'm currently in film school. And it's crazy, like the schedule is crazy. My entire schedule has changed. Like it's not really crazy because I have afternoon classes, but now having to go to school, like because I finished school kitambo, so like having to go back to school Monday to Friday, have to report. I now have cuts. Like it's feeling like a 9-to-5. You have assignments, having to wake up every day knowing you have to go somewhere. It's crazy because I'm like, yo, guys, this life ain't for me. Like 9 to 5, honestly, it's not for me. And that's one thing I'm not falling for. Like having, like, not everyone really has to work a 9 to 5. Nah. No, I'm not falling for that propaganda, because the way this film school has been taking me bio, like imekuwa nikipeleka mbio, and then it's been crazy, and then I'm just, when I get home, I'm so tired, I don't even have time to do things that I love. That made me realize that, yo, me, I can't survive a 9 to 5. I am not meant for a 9 to 5, and if you are doing a 9 to 5, no problem. Maybe you love it, but me speaking for myself, that's one propaganda I'm not falling for, having to work a 9 to 5. Please, that's not for me. I'm a creative. I love creating. I love working at my own pace. I love working wherever. I love being able to work wherever I am. Yo, 9 to 5 ain't for me. Another propaganda I'm not falling for is normalizing single parenthood. Like, people nowadays have normalized being single moms, being single parents. Like, it's so crazy. Like, what happened to getting married, being married before having kids? What happened to all that, like, that plan of have to get married so that I can have kids and have a family? Like, what happened to that? We need to normalize that back, man. We need to bring that, we need to bring back the family culture, because you guys have normalized single parenthood, early pregnancy, teenage pregnancy. No, that's one propaganda I'm not falling for. Me, speaking for myself, because circumstances happen, I know that. But if it's my decision, if it's like on my own decision making, I would not want to be a single parent. Please, no, I would never want to be a single parent, unless circumstances, which God forbid, but I will never want to be a single parent. I would want to raise my kids in a full family, like mother, father, and kids. Because you're, this propaganda about people normalizing single parenthood, single mom, no, it ain't for me. I'm not falling for that shit. Another propaganda I'm not falling for is contraceptives. Guys, listen up. Don't come for me, city pig. But contraceptives, especially using contraceptives before having kids. Okay, let me explain. There are different types of contraceptives. There is the oral pill, which is the morning after pill, and then there's the injectable contraceptives, that is the depot. We call it the depot, where you get the injections somewhere to prevent pregnancy. And then there's hormonal IUDs, there's copper IUDs. Like, there's just generally a lot of contraceptives out there, and this I'm speaking about this from a personal experience. That's why that is one propaganda I'm not falling for ever again. Because especially as someone who doesn't have kids yet, for people who have kids, you can use it. Who already have kids and are not interested in kids anymore, you can use it, I guess. But I'm speaking from my perspective, from someone who has no kids yet. So I've used contraceptives before. I've used, should I say, you guys? Yeah. Everyone uses these things. So I've used the injectable contraceptive, the depot. I've used it once, and yo, it was the worst experience. It's like, it messed up with my body. It messed up with my hormones. It messed up with my periods. Like, it did a lot of, like, it changed my body in a lot of ways. And that was a mistake I did. I did it in my early 20s. I didn't know better. That is something I did. And I'm like, yo, that is one propaganda I'm not falling for. Contraceptives, when I don't have kids yet, the only contraceptive I can use now is condoms only. That is the only thing I subscribe to as someone who doesn't have kids yet. That's the only contraceptive. But these other things, I don't know, the oral pill, the injectable condom, no. The injectable contraceptive, the depot, that thing messed up with my body, and I'm like, hell nah, ain't going back to that, ain't falling for that propaganda. That's just me from my own experience. Don't come for me, but I say what I said. I'm not subscribing to that, especially as someone who has no kids yet and would love to have kids in the future. Hell nah. Okay, another propaganda I'm not falling for is speaking up is attention seeking. Like, the people who view, like, if you're speaking up for yourself, if you're constantly always speaking up, if you're like, you like expressing yourself so much, that is like you're seeking attention. Like, What the hell? What the helly? What the helly? Hell no, bro. Like, speaking up for yourself will change your life. I've said that a lot of times. Confidence and speaking up for yourself, that will literally, that is something that will literally change your life. Someone really, when I was in school, yeah, film school, there's our tutor, one of our tutors mentioned this quote that has stuck with me since then. It said, closed mouths don't get fed. Yeah, so speak up for yourself. You're seeking attention, which is a lie, but always speak up for yourself. Another propaganda I'm not falling for. Rest is laziness. Like, why would you even say that? Why would you think about that? Like, in this generation, we have normalized rest. If you're tired, baby, take a breather. Take time, rest, then come back bigger and better. So I'm not falling for that propaganda that rest is laziness. And then, okay, we are on number. I need to count this thing so that I can know. Those are like five, if I'm not wrong, five or six. So another propaganda I'm not falling for is casual dating and situationships. Like, I'm over that shit. No, I'm over that shit. Like, situationships, like, let's try and see where it goes. Like, what the hell? What the hell? Like, let's try and see how this goes. Let's, at the casual dating, let's not brand it. Let's not give it a name. Let's just roll. Bro, get out of here. Get out of here. Like, situationships at my big age, you wanna waste my time with situationships? I'm not falling for that propaganda. Boy, bye. Another propaganda I'm not falling for is skin bleaching. Yes, I said what I said. Skin bleaching. Me, if you bleach your skin, I will judge you. Come beat me. Muni pige, but I don't fall for that propaganda. Skin bleaching. Like, Mungu alikuumba tu vizuri na skin yako. You're dark melanin. And then you think you want to take the role of God and change your skin color. I will not subscribe to that. Me can beat me, but me, if I see you support skin bleaching, you've bleached your skin, girl, I'm going to judge you. Come beat me, but I know it's your body. I don't care, but I will judge you for bleaching your skin. Like, what happened to being comfortable in your skin? Like, do you guys have an idea how melanin is so beautiful? Like, what the hell? I will judge you for that. That is something I'm never falling for. I love my melanin. Speaking as a melanin babe, a dark skin babe, I love my melanin. I will never in a thousand years even think of bleaching my skin. So I don't fall for that shit about bleaching skin. Like, it's so crazy. I was so disappointed. There was an influencer I really liked and she bleached her skin. Yo, I unfollowed her. I was like, no, I don't care. It's your skin. I don't care about you. I'm not falling for that shit. And then another propaganda I'm not falling for is forgive and forget. Hey, excuse me, I will forgive, but I will never forget. Oh, excuse, I will forgive. Yes, okay. Msama, you know, if someone asks for forgiveness, man, I will forgive. But because even the Bible says, forgive those who trespass against us, as we forgive. The Bible says that I will forgive you, but bro, I will not forget. And me forgiving you doesn't mean that I will roll with you the same way. That now the fact that I forgive you for the thing, for your mistake, now means that we are back, we can roll the way you used to roll. No, bro, I'll forgive you, but get the hell out of my sight. Get the fuck out of my face. I will forgive, but I will never forget. Remember that. Another propaganda I'm not falling for is this thing people say. They act like that because they have been through so much. Like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Everyone has been through so much, baby. Everyone is going through so much. Like, in fact, everyone is always going through so much. So you're going to act shitty because you're going through so much. Bro, everyone is going through so much. So I'm not falling for that. I'm not falling for that because that you're acting like that because you've been through so much. Get the hell out of my face. Another propaganda I'm not falling for is reality shows. Yo, I hate reality shows, guys. Ati Love is Love Island. I don't know. Love is Blind. Yo, I can't watch those things to save my life. Like, what the heck? What the hell? I hate reality shows, no offense, but they're just not for me. I'm not falling for that shit. I've seen how these reality shows, they're always trending. My friends are always encouraging me. Have you watched Love is Blind? Love Island? I don't know the other. Please, I beg, spare me. Release me. No, I don't love reality shows. If you love them, cool. Another propaganda I'm not falling for, body shaming. People who like commenting on people's weight, like, please, I never like people who comment on people's weight. Have some, like, you have something to say about people's weight, like, watch your weight, like, talk about, like, wait, just deal with your own weight. Leave other people's weight alone. Leave other people's bodies alone. Body shaming, I don't subscribe to that. That is one propaganda I'm never falling for. Yo, body shaming is bad. I don't like it at all. Another thing I'm not falling for, another propaganda I'm not falling for, parents are always right, because your parents are not always right. And yeah, that's something I've had to learn. That is something that adulting has taught me, that parents are not always right. Sometimes my dad will tell me things, and my dad will do things, I'm like, okay, dad, okay, I think, no, that, apple now, my cousin, I don't agree with you. So parents aren't all, parents are always right. That's a lie. Parents aren't always right, because it's their first time being parents. Like, it's our first time, it's our first time being kids. It's their first time doing this parenting thing. So they're not always right. Another propaganda I'm not falling for is that family is everything, even when they're toxic. Like, you accommodate your family members, even though they're toxic to you, they're not even good people to you. Nah, I'm not falling for that. Me, I will cut you off. I don't care if you're my family member. As long as you're toxic, I don't want you in my life. You're bringing toxicity in my life. Bye. I don't care if you're a very close family member. And I don't care, really. So that's one thing I'm not falling for. Another propaganda I'm not falling for is thinking present parents equals emotionally available parents. Let me repeat that for those in the back. Thinking present parents equals emotionally available parents. Clock that. That is one propaganda I'm not falling for. Like, you see someone has, like, mom and dad, and you're like, oh, I wish that was me. You're there, you're an orphan, you're like, oh my god, I just wish I had a family. You don't know if those parents are even emotionally available for the kids. You don't even know how they're parenting those kids. You don't know. So there are people who have parents, literally a mom and dad, but they've had to parent themselves because the parents were not emotionally available. So that's one propaganda I'm not falling for. And then another propaganda I'm not falling for is you can only succeed outside Africa. You're seeking greener pastures. There's this thing that as Africans we have placed on ourselves, that you have to maybe go abroad for greener pastures. If you want to be so successful, you have to go abroad. Nah, you can make it here in Africa, baby. You can make it here at home, baby. Because at times I know people who live I know people who live abroad and they're suffering. Yeah, like, hey, when at the sake of Basan, they are suffering. So for that, Lubaki took Africa, manze. So I'm not falling for that propaganda that you can only succeed outside Africa. That's bullshit. Another propaganda I'm not falling for is you should have your life figured out by a certain age. Like, who say that? Who? You have the do you have the manual for life so that you can tell us that, like, life has no manual, life has no guidelines that this is how you should run your life, this is how it's written nowhere. Life basically has no rules. We are just dropped here on earth to figure ourselves out. So thinking that I'm not falling for that propaganda that you should have your life figured out by a certain age. Like I always say on this podcast, as long as you're still breathing, there's always room for redemption. There's always room for you to be better. So yeah, another propaganda I'm not falling for. Just pay for it, I'll send later. Hey, sikuzaliwa juzi, bro. Actually, this situation where you're maybe out for lunch, at a club, you've gone out, and then someone says, just pay for it, I'll send later. That is the biggest scam of the century. The biggest scam of the century. Do not fall for that scam, guys. Do not. I repeat, do not fall for that scam. And you just pay for it, I'll send later. Hey, run, run very fast. Run for your life. Run. Another propaganda I'm not falling for is education is a scam. People say, some people say, because now unemployment is a big issue, especially in our country, Kenya. Now people say, hey, education is a scam. But you'll just go and get your degree and you'll just sit in the house for years because there are no jobs. Education is not a scam. In fact, education is a privilege, a very big privilege. As much as you're not gonna, as much as you may not get employed immediately after finishing your education, but just sit down, like have a sit down with two people, one who is educated and one who's uneducated, and just tell me how they think. They think differently, they reason differently. Like being educated, it's a privilege. Education gives you a lot of exposure. So yeah, education is not a scam. I'm not subscribing. I'm not falling for that thing that education is a scam. Go and get your papers. Go and get educated, okay? Another propaganda I'm not falling for is calling women old. And I'm saying old in quotes. I know you can't see me, but I'm quoting with my fingers. Like calling women old at 30, like after, like this ambition, like a woman's propaganda that people say that a woman's prime ends at 20s, like when you get your 30s your primes are over. Like who say that? Like me, I can't even wait to get to my 30s. Low, I wanna be hot, extremely hot in my 30s. Like you all aren't even ready. Like that's one propaganda I'm not falling for, like being a woman, being called old at 30. No, I'm, in fact, the way I'm seeing women who are 30s and 40s, those women are so hot. And I feel like in your 30s and 40s, that's when now you know better. You know, 20s, you know, you don't know shit in your 20s. You think you know, but you don't know. So in your 30s, I think now your career, like you know what you want for yourself in life. Like things have already added up, the dots have connected, you know exactly what you want for your life, you know the path you want to take with your life. Your 40s now, your life has already, like life makes sense in your 40s. That's why they say life starts at 40 and it makes sense, man. Life really makes sense in your 40s. Like you get everything just as added up. So this propaganda for when people say that a woman's prime ends in their 20s, I'm not falling for that shit. I can't wait to get to my 30s, my 40s, and age gracefully. Another propaganda I'm not falling for, smocha slander. Hey, and avocado. Smocha and avocado slander will not be tolerated. Shall not be tolerated under my watch. Those people who slander smocha and avocado, that shall not be tolerated. I love smocha and I love avocado. What do you mean that you don't eat avocado? What do you mean? What did avocado do to you? The way avocado is just a humble fruit. That you don't eat avocado. You are a big person. You don't eat avocado. Peleka mchezo huko. And mchezo huko mbali. We shall not tolerate smocha and avocado slander. It shall not be tolerated. Okay. Another propaganda I'm not falling for. Taylor Swift and Tyler slander shall not be tolerated. Taylor Swift and Tyler. I feel like Taylor Swift and Tyler hate is so forced. Like, what do you mean you hate Taylor Swift? What did she do to you? What do you mean you hate? Especially people who hate on Tyler. I always see her posts, the comments under her posts, and I'm like, why do you hate on this little girl? This beautiful girl, she's so talented. She's representing Africa across the world. Like winning a Grammy at the age of, I don't know, 21, 20, being on those big platforms at that young age, that is inspiring. Like me, she inspires me, honestly. Like she's so young, she's so talented. Then she's out there, man, making big moves. What is there to hate, man? You need to be inspired. Like, what the hell? What the hell? What do you mean you hate Tyler? Like, that's Tyler and Taylor Swift hate is so forced and it shall not be tolerated. In fact, it shall not. Me, if I, If I see you, if you are my friend, I will block you if you hate those people. That what the hell? Why do you hate like those amazing? I love their music. I don't know about their personal lives, and we don't. Who cares about their personal life? We're there for the music. We're there for the talent, baby. So I'm not falling for that propaganda. Taylor Swift, really? Their name's almost the same. Tyler and Taylor Swift hate shall not be tolerated. Another propaganda I'm not falling for. Actually, I'm enjoying this. This list, I think I need to come back with the part two because, yo, I'm loving this. Another propaganda I'm not falling for is those people who say, I don't listen to Kenyan music. I don't consume Kenyan content. I don't watch Kenyan movies. Talk about get out of here. Peleka mchezo mbali. Endo cheze uko, bro. Endo cheze uko. I hate. In fact, hate is the word. Hate is the right word. I hate people who say that. And you're Kenyan. The fact that you're Kenyan and you have the audacity. It's the audacity for me. You have the audacity to open your mouth and say, I don't listen to Kenyan music. I don't consume Kenyan content. I don't watch Kenyan movies. Get out of here. Shame on you. In fact, shame on you if you say that and you're Kenyan. That is one propaganda I'm never falling for. The way I love Kenyan music, the way Kenya has a lot of amazing artists, a lot of amazing movies, a lot of amazing stories. What do you mean? What do you mean you don't listen to Kenyan music? What do you mean you don't watch Kenyan movies? Like, I don't even know what to do with you, man. I can't cancel you. I don't support cancel culture, but people who say that should be canceled, those are the people who should be canceled. Because what do you mean? Okay, I think that's the last of my list. Okay, I did this so fast. Like, one thing about me, I'll talk at, I don't know, a thousand rates per second. I'll say a thousand words per second. I don't know. I talk so fast, guys. I don't know where I got this, but I really talk so fast. So yeah, I think that's my list. Those are like 22 points. And feel free, by the way, guys, comment. I'm so interested to know what is that propaganda you're not falling for. I've seen a lot on TikTok and there are so many. That's so crazy. There's one that said men validation, and then someone said the hate of men is so forced. Like, nowadays there's this trend that people just hate men. I don't know where it came from, but there's just that trend that people just hate men. I was seeing that on TikTok. I never think about it, but yeah, I had a lot, but those are the things that are going to come. I don't know. Tell me, do you want to see a part two? I don't know. If I come up with another hot list, I will. But this is, I basically told you everything. I had 22 points. Episode 122, 22 points. Yeah, you see what I did there? But yeah, I actually enjoyed coming up with this list. This is personally my creation. I created this from the things that I don't subscribe to. I don't fall for. So yeah. And then I saw another one. Someone said, like, you have to tell, like, if you're on social media, and then you have to tell people everything so that you are authentic. Like, for you to be authentic, you have to tell people everything. That's a lie. That is also another thing I'm not falling for. Like, you can skip on some. It's not a must for you to tell people everything out there, because now you are a content creator. Some things you okay. Like, some things you okay, man. Sometimes someone said there's a difference between privacy and secrecy. Yeah, that apply that there. So yeah, guys, I hope that's my list. I hope you've learned something, man. I hope you've learned something from this list. I actually enjoyed doing this. Anyway, I hope you've learned something. Remember to check out my work on Instagram. Engage, guys, engage on my Instagram. So that I'm still working with Busha, so engage. You know, engagement is everything, especially when you're working with a paid, with a brand. So just like me, just comment and like, that's all I need, man. That's all I need. And also tune into my show on Triple P TV every Saturday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Okay, I'm gonna have to love and leave you guys over here, but I really enjoyed doing this. I hope you enjoy listening to this, and if you love this podcast, remember to rate it. Okay, and be safe. I'll see you on the next episode. Adios.